This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, our very own Noah Adams takes a road trip and discovers Pocatello, Idaho.
But first, just 6 months ago, Senator John McCain was seen as the frontrunner for the Republican nomination for president. Now he trails his rivals in both polls and money. His campaign has spent most of the $25 million it had raised earlier this year, and it announced a massive reorganization yesterday and 50 layoffs. Joining us to talk about the state of the McCain campaign is Dan Schnur. He was McCain's communication director during the 2000 campaign. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Madeline. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Well, here's a guy who was a leading star in the Republican Party, considered, well, not a shoo-in, but a top contender for the nomination. What happened?
Well, if Senator McCain is not able to turn his campaign around, I think people will look correctly at the results of the fallout of the immigration debate as the thing that sealed it for him. And it's ironic and it's unfortunate because over the last 7 years, John McCain has worked very hard to mend fences and to build bridges to conservatives who in the past have been very suspicious of him on any number of issues. And it looks to me, at least from out here, that all those bridges and all those fences that were built over 7 years got destroyed during the immigration debate. And the conservatives who were angry with him in the past over campaign finance reform or global warming or the Bush tax cut may have been mollified on those fronts, but are even angry about his role in the immigration discussion.
Not just a role, a leading role. It was called the McCain-Kennedy bill.
Oh, of course. And it's ironic because one of the problems that the senator's campaign, I think, faced early on is it attempted, understandably, to become the establishment campaign of the Republican primary. And I say understandably because historically, that's the way Republicans have nominated their candidates, by choosing the candidate who has the broadest and deepest support among the party's establishment. So McCain consequently fell under a lot of criticism for not being the same kind of insurgent, the same kind of rebel that he was in 2000. So finally, here this past month or two, on an issue on which he felt strongly, he began speaking not as the establishment candidate, but as an insurgent, challenging the conventional wisdom, and it ended up hurting him very badly.
I wonder if you could argue, though, that the problems are deeper than that. He decided to actually campaign for his former rival, President George Bush, in the 2004 campaign. Do you think that that was when he started kind of clipping his outspoken wings?
I don't, actually. If you look back at the discussion surrounding the Iraq War, if anything, John McCain was very critical of the administration, particularly from the right, because he did not think they were deploying sufficient amount of troops there. In 2004, even though John McCain and George Bush obviously have very significant policy and political differences, I think McCain was pretty upfront about where he stood, that even though he didn't agree with George Bush on everything, he thought that Bush was better equipped to fight and win the war on terror than John Kerry, and so he supported him. I guess the kind of thing I'm talking about might be the absence of an issue in this campaign, and that issue being campaign finance reform. In 1999 and 2000, as you know, campaign finance reform and ridding the process of special interests was not only the issue, but the spirit that animated Senator McCain's campaign message. And although John McCain is certainly willing to answer questions when asked about campaign finance on the campaign trail these days, he doesn't go out of his way to bring it up. And without that issue around which to mobilize, he doesn't sound as different. He doesn't sound as much of an outsider. He's still a very effective politician, but he sounds like a very effective conventional politician. And I think that might be the obstacle that we've been talking about.
Do you expect him to withdraw?
I don't know.
Have they contacted you and asked you your opinion at all?
No, I'm a friend and I'm a supporter, but I am not involved in the campaign.
When a campaign has just $2 million, though, that's a sign that it's in serious trouble.
Necessity is the mother of invention, and they've decided, it appears, given the campaign's finances, to go back to the approach that the campaign used in 1999 and 2000, more of a shoestring budget, more of a skeleton crew, more improvisation on the campaign trail by the candidate himself. It's a welcome return to an approach that was very effective for him in the past. But given the amount of money his opponents have, and given the challenge that the immigration issue is going to continue to present, even if it's off the table in Congress, it is going to be a long road back.
Dan Schnur, former communications director for John McCain in the 2000 presidential election, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.